I want to come back to this. So the thinking is that this is purely someone who thinks it's so ridiculous that he has decided to do this in his class to see if anyone will stop him, which obviously it's not.
I believe I believe that it's possible that he's actually a spook, or he's been hired, or he's being given money to do this. It may be money. I mean, I think a lot of guys, I personally think there's a lot of men who don't like what's going on to the point where if you gave them money, because they're goofballs,
mm-hmm.
if you gave them money, they'd do something like this. This is a goofball thing, what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal. It's just not normal.
And any of this other stuff is?
And by the way, I'm just to back up, I want to say what Mimi told me. She said she looked into these things, these massive. She says they're 25 pounds. They're forward leaning. She says this guy's got to have a bad back after he wears these things for more than a few hours.
Yeah, it's a whole harness.
And the nature of them will give him a huge rash.
Because of the nasty, chest. Yeah.
Yeah.
$450 bucks.
So this is nothing trivial for him to do this.
$450 bucks, not cheap. You know what he should do with that circle saw? He should just like do a whole, take it to the next level. It's like just chop off one of them. Just
I mean, saw them right off. There's something funny. This is, if we look at this as grand humor and we look at these phonies on TikTok as just humorous as a joke, I think we could come out of this feeling a little better about life. Because it's designed to make you irked. That's what a PSYOP does. I mean, this PSYOP is designed to make you mad.
Yeah.
And this has been pulled before. This was first, this kind of PSYOP was first pulled. I have to thank one of the producers for providing me with a lot of documentation. It was first pulled in the 60s, late 60s, when the New Left was becoming a big thing. The New Left was a hot item. It was going to turn the country into a bunch of communists. and the FBI was behind this one, and they set up a bunch of anarchy fronts. And these anarchist operations were...
You mean like Proud Boys and Stormfront? And
I think that would be uh-huh. modern, but back in the day, there's other names for these things. I have them all listed. But it was done to screw up. It's one of those counterintelligence things where you set up a mirror image of what the movement is
mm-hmm.
right next door to it.
Sure.
And so you have Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter More.
Yeah.
And right next to each other. One's a spook operation and one's the other one goes out of control. It goes off the rails. We demand our own state. We went to state of Mississippi. I mean, just crazy stuff starts to sneak in and to the point where it ruins the original movement. Which is the exact idea. And so this is what I think is going on with this gender stuff.
Well, good. I want to pair off from that using TikTok as the launching pad. TikTok, always controversial. We've heard... all of Silicon Valley, they're no good. Just Chinese influence. We got to get rid of them. Of course, they're eating everyone's lunch.